And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 9th of March, 2011. 1913, on this day, Virginia Woolf delivered the manuscript for her first novel, The Voyage Out, to the Duckworth Publishing House in London. She had been working on it for almost 7 years. By 1912, she had written 5 drafts of the novel, including 2 different versions that she worked on simultaneously. And then she rewrote the entire novel one more time, almost from scratch, 600 typewritten pages. Came out in 1915, got good reviews, but it sold slowly. It took about 15 years to sell 2,000 copies. One of its characters was Clarissa Dalloway, who would stick in Virginia Woolf's mind for more than 10 years, and then she wrote an entire novel about that woman. Mrs. Dalloway came out in 1927. It was on this day, 1933, that President Franklin D. Roosevelt, newly inaugurated, called a special session of Congress and began the first 100 days of enacting New Deal legislation, bills passed almost daily, beginning with the Emergency Banking Act, the Federal Emergency Relief Administration, the Civilian Conservation Corps, the Public Works Administration, the Tennessee Valley Authority, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and the Federal Writers Project, which employed over 6,000 out-of-work writers, including John Cheever, Saul Bellow, Richard Wright, Studs Terkel, Ralph Ellison, paid them about $20 a week to work on the American Guides series, an American guide for each of the states. It's the birthday of Vida Sackville-West in Sevenoaks in Kent, England, 1892, born to luxury in an enormous mansion. Before her 19th birthday, she'd written 8 novels and 5 plays. She's best known for her novels, her later novels, including Seducers in Ecuador, The Edwardians, and 30 Clocks Strike the Hour in the 30s. When she was 21, she married Harold George Nicholson, a diplomat, and the two of them, both bisexual, had what has come to be known as an open marriage. They enjoyed a very close, companionable relationship and wrote each other frequent and affectionate letters whenever they were apart, even as they took other lovers. In 1922, she wrote to her husband about her meeting with Virginia Woolf and said, "I have quite lost my heart." Vida Sackville-West was the inspiration for Virginia Woolf's novel Orlando. It was on this day in 1997 that Jean-Dominique Bauby died of pneumonia, a French journalist who at the age of 43 suffered a massive stroke and awoke 3 weeks later to find himself a victim of locked-in syndrome, his mind intact, but he was almost entirely paralyzed, except for his left eyelid. He spent his final year and a half in a hospital room, where he wrote a book, The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, a memoir of life in death. He died 2 days after it was published. In 2007, the memoir was made into a movie, directed by Julian Schnabel. Here's a poem for today by Irene McKinney, Personal. None of this is personal, not the way you'd think. The moon keeps on traveling, and I can see it from my balcony each night, and each night different, but it's not my own. Not like we want things to be our very own. But it sways me, nevertheless, and stands in for certain losses and gains, and for even that much I'm grateful. I stand at the back door and stare. Personal, a poem by Irene McKinney from Vivid Companion, published by Vandalia Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.